Sandpoint City Council meeting of May 9th, 2023. The meeting is called to order at 7:05 p.m. Roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Here.
Alan?
Here.
Amy?
Here.
Jack?
Nope.
Marisa?
Here.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, we have a quorum. First item of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I'd like to add an addition on the new business on the 6th, approval of purchase of a new trash truck, if necessary.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Okay, well, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the May 9th, 2023 agenda with the addition of the new business number 6, approval of purchase of a new trash truck, if necessary.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Marita.
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jay.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yep.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. At this time, do we have any public comments on agenda item? There's none. Oh, perhaps one.
I was just interested in the increase in either the getting a meter for your house for water. And, I was just looking at that. A little bit concerned just with the rumors of low fish prices. And when you start looking at inflation, we're talking about fish prices comparable to 50 years ago. And I mean, it's just hardships are getting really difficult. And, you know, the fishing way it's been, it's just, it seems that, you know, we're seeing harbor fees increase along with airfares and everything else. And I was just came here tonight to that, you know, that I'm very much concerned about that.
All right. Thanks, Rick. We'll discuss that. We'll come off later. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rick. Any other comments? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go on to the next item. Is the consent agenda. There's one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of April 11th, 2023. Has everyone had a chance to read over and any corrections necessary?
The one under appointment.
Oh. Telephone. Okay. Thanks, Tony. Okay. Don't see any others. We'll move on to entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of April 11, 2023 with the correction.
Approving them with the addition of noting voting on their staff as
present self offering. All right, got a motion by Austin. We have a second.
Austin.
Second by Jack. Roll call, please, Jay.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll go on to reports, and the first report is Finance Officer Curtis Gunderson.
Good evening. In March, the city received in raw fish tax $3,261.98, and for sales tax, the city received $60,648.18.
All right, thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis at this time? All right, hearing none, And move on to the next report, which is the administrator's report with Jordan Keeler.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council, staff, residents. So I did have a chance to attend the Community Substance Misuse Symposium that was put on by APIA and ANTHC. Good to see a strong community turnout, as well as some council members there. The Harbor Footbridge did not make it out of the regional rounds for the TAP. That was the Transportation Alternative Program. It's unfortunate, but according to our regional planner, there are very, very many strong projects, not all were funded. The city is welcome to reapply for the next three-year opening period. Also, however, the Harbor Road Bridge did make it out of regionals into the statewide project evaluation board. So that announcement of should be coming the end of the month. Should the city not get funding for that, the state's going to have a bridge-specific community bridge funding period coming up later this fall. It's supposed to be announced this spring, but it's my understanding that they're understaffed as it is, and going through the TAP and CAP applications has put them back by a couple months. I did submit written testimony on behalf of the city regarding Senate Bill 128. Senate Bill 128 is the legislative proposal that would shut down Area M from June 10th through June 30th. I did go to the LIO office, the Legislative Information Office in Anchorage, to testify that way. However, there's 99-plus people on the phone lines, and other LIOs were jammed, and they already set aside one and a half hours. So I didn't get a chance to testify in person, but the written comments were submitted. Secure the ARPA annual reports through the treasury.gov reporting portal and a few other minor reports. Later on this month, we'll have the annual meeting of Southwest Government. That is the entity that owns the office in Anchorage, so it consists of the city, City King Cove, City of Accutane, and Lucian Seas Borough. Every year we have a business meeting to figure out what improvements, if any, need to be made. Talking to tenants and internally, there's nothing that really stands out. No bathroom remodels or new AC needed, or excuse me, HVAC. So I anticipate getting about $40,000 dividend out of that. We don't get it every year, especially if there's major repairs like we've had in the past with HVAC. But this year there's nothing major on the agenda, maybe some sprucing up or repainting. Our liability insurance, so we belong to the AMLGIA, which is the Alaska Municipal League Joint Insurance Association, although technically the liability pool. I did submit our annual paperwork to them through a broker well before the deadline. I followed up a few times, called, emailed, and I got a call from them today saying that our broker is no longer with the firm. So the new broker is aware. I did speak with her this afternoon during the lunch hour. She's let AMLGIA know that they have all of our information, so it's not like we've been lagging. So I'll be working with her to get that, and then also just making sure we're covered for everything in that double cover. So we have our general policy, then a marine rider policy, so that way we're not, A, paying too much to double cover, or B, there's something falling through the cracks there. The incinerator down payment has been made. It's in the production queue. The anticipated ship date from the Florida is July 1. The salesman we've been working through was sick this week, and I haven't had a chance to speak with him, but we'll give him a shout tomorrow just to follow up and try and get down a firmer date. And then lastly, this will be my last meeting with the city. It's been awesome working with the city and for the city. There's definitely some clouds on the horizon, but I think leadership is all pulling in the same direction, leadership and employees. So again, thank you for having me, trusting me with the day-to-day affairs of your home.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan at this time?
All right.
Seeing none. We'll move on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Jeff Tubbs.
Hello, everyone. For the month of April 2023, we had 30 calls, 911. The handout that you have, it was a misprint. The first item, missed dial, pocket dial, that would be 4 instead of 2. It's got 2 on your sheet. So the 4 missed dials, 7 medical on-call requests, 6 ambulance needed, 5 medevac, 1 trespass, 1 burglary, 1 welfare check, and another misprint. That's 2 burglary, not 1 burglary. 1 false report, 1 disturbance, 1 animal complaint. Out of activity where calls of service did not come through the 911 line, but someone walked into the office or called the office or called one of us on our cell phone directly. Out of those calls, and 1 written report, 2 animal calls, 2 medical assist, 2 welfare checks, 1 burglary, 2 thefts, 1 disturbance, 1 trespass, and 1 civil issue. The other item that you were handed is the activity out of the airport interdiction team out of Anchorage. And if you'll take a look at that, I'll let you guys just kind of go over what you see there. I wanted to kind of point out 3 of those items on there under new cases. One of those is 498.5 grams of methamphetamine. So in your mind, when we talk about grams, everybody knows what that is. But that's a little over a pound of methamphetamine. So that's a little bit easier for you to think about in terms of poundage, I think, when we talk about these drug seizures that are coming out of that team. So a little over a pound of methamphetamine, a little over 2 pounds of fentanyl, and on the back page, another 7 pounds of methamphetamine. You got the entire list there for the month that was turned in for that team. I think that's a position well spent. I say that every time I come in here. They're doing wonderful work, trying to keep things coming here. We all know they're still getting here. They have problems here. But that's a piece of the puzzle, and we just have to address the rest of it. We're trying to do that.
Thanks, Jeff. Any questions or comments for Jeff at this time? All right, thank you, Jeff. I heard none. We'll move on to the next report. Is the EMS Director, Logan Thompson.
Good evening, everybody. I believe we have closed this morning. I apologize for not having you do the report. Meeting has finished finals last week, and my max go out. So, I'm kind of stuck off this. But, the month of April, we have 3 admin calls, so medical in nature, we have 5 men back, which is the next. One of those includes the report about two clinics, which is a private study position. Then we're getting ready for summertime. We know we need increased fishing population, accidents. So talking to our team, getting ready for that. And then I'm also back for the summer. I'll be until around August 15th, and then after that, I think this is a semester.
All right. Thanks, Logan. Any questions or comments for Logan? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Logan. We'll move on. There's no report this time for the fire. We'll go on to Public Works with Public Works Director Julius Carl.
Good evening. For the month of April, we kept up with roads. Pounded, sanded roads and graded roads. Built the city buildings. We've been working on the trash truck for the better part of a month now. It needs a lot of work. Hauled old terminal trailer from the airport to the landfill. Continued all the removal. Cleaned shop heaters, pumped oil, worked on tire chains. Been emptying dumpsters by hand. We've been working behind with KUKA Technologies, providing them vehicles and fixing broken water and sewer lines and whatnot. We got tires in for the police interceptor and shop truck, diagnosed and repaired misfire on the police interceptor. Changed out roller brush on the sweeper and ordered 2 more new roller brushes. That's all I got.
All right. All right, thanks, Julius. Any questions? questions or comments to Julia? Or for Julia? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
We'll go on to the next report, which is the Water and Sewer Supervisor, Dylan Jacobson.
Good evening, everybody. Monthly reports and water samples done. NYCCI, UTI, off and on. Water service and sewer service in Honolulu for propane and repairs. Looking for prints, hoping, getting what I can. Been helping out with dumps.
Hi. Thanks, Dylan. Jordan?
We'll be sure to follow up with GCIs on the small business side to make sure all the locations are connected.
Okay.
To future proof it. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Dylan. Any other comments or questions for Dylan? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to the next report, which is the Harbor Master's Report with Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everyone. For the month of April, we did some maintenance on the pig lift, both of our gals. On the pig lift, both of our gals, flatbed, one of the forklifts. Cleaned up around the boat harbor and breakwater in the harbor, brought some new soil to public works, and we hauled them on the boat.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan?
Say thank you to Alan for the smooth work that we had in getting all that freezers and stuff off that boat. Everything went smoothly, so
yeah,
it went really well.
It helped out with the extra guy I usually don't hang out with. Yeah. It was a busy boat.
Thanks, Charlie. Any other comment for Alan at this time? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay. That pretty much covers reports. So we'll go on to the next item of business is hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And the first is Resolution 2307, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint opposing Senate Bill 128 and House Bill 180. So I think we'll start with, we have a motion at this time to adopt Resolution 2307.
I'll move Resolution 2307 for adoption.
Motion by Jack.
Second.
Second by Arlene. And before to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Resolution 2307 states the city's opposition to Senate Bill 128 and companion bill was introduced in the House, House Bill 180. As mentioned earlier in the report, this is an unprecedented legislative shutdown of an area, which would be Area M, for the month of June, from June 10th through June 30th. It attempts to rehash the issue of Area M and escapement issues and the AYK issues that were litigated ad nauseum at the Board of Fish meeting. As discussed earlier, the Board of Fish is appointed by the governor and then confirmed by the legislature. So by doing this, legislatures are cutting the work of the body they appointed. There's never been a bill like this in recent memory, if ever. And it's important to note that this issue is not going to go away. I use the word tomfoolery. There's probably a stronger term we can use, but now with the radio. So it's just not going to stop. So every chance the borough has, a fisherman has, a community member has, a teacher has, it doesn't matter who you are in the region, you need to speak out against things like this. Unfortunately, the AYK has a larger population, more representatives at the state level, so they have more voices and perhaps a stronger voice. But what they don't have is the cohesion that I believe the Area M has, and the research and the science and the history on Area M's side. You can still submit comments. I can go to the legislature's website. Put your word in. I know everybody has a different perspective on how they see things, and we look at it from the city issue in terms of finance. We have the small business owner, if there's no money, you know, who's going to come to my restaurant, or, you know, somebody needs a boat welded because they're not using it, or if you're a fisherman, this is my income, or if you work for a processor, you know, when you're idle, you don't make any money. So everybody has a slightly different take and how it impacts them. So it's important to stress it's not just commercial fishing, it's the community as a whole. Or, you know, if you're a teacher, if there's fewer kids in the community, your school struggles. So it's important, you know, every chance to rebut the argument from the AYK crowd. That's what this resolution does. It's pretty much a cut and paste. It's very similar to the one the borough passed at the meeting last week. So it just, again, stresses that Area M is not the problem, and we're staunchly opposed to this.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? For the comment, get a roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is... I didn't write it there. Ordinance 2023-02, amending Chapter 10 of the Standpoint Municipal Code to increase the monthly fees for all rate classes of water, wastewater, and solid waste. And it'll be, we'll need a motion to put it on the floor for the first reading.
I make a motion to put ordinance 2023-02 and ordinance amending Chapter 10 of the Standpoint Municipal Code to increase the monthly fees for all rate classes of water, wastewater, and solid waste. The first reading.
Probably has a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. On the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this ordinance 2302 proposes across the board 5% rate increase for all classes of water, wastewater, and solid waste. This is mainly driven through by inflation, mostly through energy costs. This helps keep the city up on the revenue side of things and lessen the burden from the general fund to subsidize the enterprise funds. The last rate increase was 2019, which was 10%. And to address your question, there's zero plans, period, to meter residential water and wastewater. There is a provision in here for commercial use of water for metering. That's only been used once, and it was during a road construction project. So nobody's going house to house to put meters in. It's not pencil out.
Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan? For me?
Okay. Right, and there is a, on the second page, under commercial flat rate for sewage service rates, the store rate would go from not $284.90, but $28.49 to $29.91.
For Rick's question, what would be the rate increase for his home? Just to define it, probably sure by questioning what his rate would be.
Is that just water, or is that the city bill with the dumpster and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're talking 5% of $80, you're talking about $3.62.
$4.62 on a single family dwelling. So it would take it to 9702 from 9240. So $4.62.
$4.
Mm-hmm. I did have to do the math myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments?
Maybe Jordan or yourself could explain real quick on how we're supposed to not lose money on the water and sewer rates. Probably better than I can, but that's one of the reasons. And this is something that comes from some time ago, because we're losing money on the water and sewer, and we've principal electricity and fuel and all the rest of it, but we've been trying to bring it into line, so we're just not losing money anymore. Pretty good. So it's a wash. But when you get a better job than me, I know.
That was a pretty good summation. So the concept with the enterprise fund is they should be self-sustaining and turning at least a small profit. So right now, it's not part of the general fund. So in order to balance it out each year, we should take money from the general fund and reallocate it into the water wastewater fund. So you know, like things like the harbor, solid waste, and wastewater should be self-sustaining or making a little bit of money. That's generally the way these types of funds are set up. So none of the money that you pay for the harbor or your monthly utility bill, none of that goes in the general fund. That all stays dedicated to those services.
It helps with funding, right, through AMTHC to have a balance?
Right, and then when we apply for funding, outside funding, the more we can show, get the closer you are to profitability or over profitability, the better your application scores, because it shows that you have the financial means to sustain the operation.
That was the necessity for us. All true. All right. Thank you. Jordan, Jack, any other comments? All right. Hearing none, guess we're to the roll call.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marika?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Ian?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes. All right. Let's be move on to the next item of business. Ordinance 2023-03, FY24 budget. First reading. At this time, do we have a motion to put Ordinance 2023-03, FY24 budget, first reading on the floor? That's correct. I said that.
I'll make a motion for Ordinance 2303 and the FY24 budget for first reading. I guess. Or what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So a motion by Marita, a second by Arlene, and I will hand the floor to Jordan.
All right. I think, Mr. Mayor, so before you is the FY24 budget. This budget cycle goes from July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. The city, by state law, must pass an operating budget by July 1st, as does the state. So this budget is not balanced, nor does it have to be, by state law, and does project, at this point in time, a $325,000 deficit. This projected deficit is mostly driven by the general fund, as has been the case in recent years. So the general fund covers legislative body, so council, mayor. It covers staff, so administrator, clerk, finance assistant, public safety, and public works, as well as liability insurance for the city, the general liability insurance. And then also, if required, it does subsidize enterprise funds. So the big drivers of revenue for general fund continue to be sales tax and raw fish tax. Those two constitute about 60-65%, although that amount varies each year because the amount of fish that comes back varies and the price varies. Sales tax fluctuates as well. You know, there's nobody's out fishing, the nobody's out buying fuel and gear and food, so it drops as well. So what we call user fees are what fund the enterprise funds. So your water, wastewater, solid waste, and your harbor are all enterprise funds. Again, those are designed to be self-sustaining or 5-10% above cost. With most funds, most departments, the big expense is salary and fringe. The exception to that would be in the harbor fund, where bond comes from the harbor. So two years ago, when the city bonded out to get the funds for the new travel lift, the city issued what's called a revenue bond. So the city pledged revenues from the harbor to pay for the travel lift. Whereas when the harbor improvements were done in 2014, that was a general obligation bond, which comes from the general fund. So the general fund pays for the harbor improvements each year, and then the revenue bond, that cash flow is dedicated to the travel lift. We do have the ARPA plus the LGLR kind of special fund. That was funding awarded from the state. It's revenue neutral, so for every dollar you spend out of it, it's accounted for elsewhere. So it's neutral, basically, a better term. So I can answer questions, but it's fairly similar to what we've had in the past. There's one or two typos I found in here. I know the $325,000 deficit sounds like a lot, and it is, especially when you look at the total projected revenue. You know, this time last year, we were anticipating, almost $900,000 shortfall. And through the end of April, we were about $50,000 total in the red. But that number's going to increase as, expenses continue to increase kind of even pace towards June 30th. But depending on how the June fishery goes, the revenue will pick back up in kind of a lead manner. So, and there is a lot of, I won't say fat, but a lot of cushion in this when it comes to things like equipment maintenance, fuel, repairs. Just because we allocate $50,000 to repairs and public works, there's no, we're out of Pentagon. You don't have to spend every single dollar you're allocated. But it's use it or lose it, but next year, if you need $55,000, okay, that happens. If you don't spend it this year, your hands get slapped and you're told no if you try and spend it next year. A good chunk of that probably definitely constitutes majority of the deficit. As mentioned earlier, I don't have the number for our general liability insurance due to the personnel change through our insurance broker. As we've discussed the past 2 months, where's the revenue come from, and then where does our money go? So this kind of lays it out. This isn't a mandatory spending plan. Like I said, you don't have to spend every dollar, or you can go over if you need to. It's not, it's reasonable, it's not a big deal. So it's more of a guideline, kind of a projection, and then mid-year, so usually around December, reconvene and then look at how the first 6 months went, how the fishing went. Maybe some needs will pop up that we didn't anticipate, or things we did anticipate aren't going to materialize, so you can tighten the numbers down then. But there's just a lot of unknowns right now.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? Marlene?
I just had a question on the library grant. You've got $7,000 in revenue, but expenses that's related to the library grant.
Right,
and we have excess money we have to get rid of. the gaming fund. Jordan, any other comments or questions for Jordan? All right, hearing none at this time, go on to the roll call, please, Jay.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Matt?
Yes.
Marlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next. Old business, I'm seeing there's none. And we'll go on to new business. And the first item is harbor lease for the Small Craft Cafe. Okay. Discussed this earlier, so at this time, do we have a motion? Oh, okay.
Oh, just so you know, the monthly amount is $251.
So at this time, do we have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the request to lease the what was known as the Harbor Cafe to a new business called the Small Craft Cafe.
A motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. No further comment at this time. Roll call, please, Jake.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack? Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Oh, yes. All right. Motion carries. All right. We'll move on to the second item of business. New business is a donation request to QTT for the Earth Day Fair. We discussed this earlier also, but this time I'll entertain a motion to accept the donation request from QTT Tribe for the Earth Day Fair in the amount of $300. A motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the request from QTT Environmental Department for a $300 donation for the Earth Day Fair.
Do we have a second? Jack? All right, we have a second by Jack. Any further comments? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
Alan?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Move on to the next item of new business, the donation request for the QTT for the cemetery cleanup. And again, we discussed these earlier, and do we have a motion at this time?
I'll make a motion to accept the Tribe and Tribe Environmental Department request for $500 donation for the ninth annual graveyard cleanup.
I have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second by Jack. Do we have any comment? Questions? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Amy?
Yes.
Alan?
Yeah.
Austin?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. So we'll move on to the next item, which is number four of new businesses, donation request to NBC basketball camp in the amount of $600. Again, we discussed these earlier. We have a motion to accept.
I'll make the motion to accept the donation for the NBC basketball camp at
a motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan.
The motion was 600.
600, yeah. Any further comment or question? All right, hearing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll go on to the... Okay, next item of business is a donation request by QTC for the Culture Camp. We have, at this time, a motion to accept the donation request from QTC for Culture Camp for $5,000.
I'll make a motion to accept the Chatham Tribune Tribe's request for the annual Culture Camp in the amount of about $5,000 donation.
Do you have a second? Second by Austin. Is there any further discussion at this time?
Yeah, I have a question. Like, I thought that this was a grant funded, it was all grant funded for the Culture Camp. So I was wondering maybe what they were going to be using the $5,000 for. And maybe I'm wrong on the grant funding, but I'm pretty sure this was a grant funded one. Maybe, I know, at some point we should probably, like, maybe ask for a, what they're doing with it.
Budget.
A budget. Yes, a budget for it.
I don't have...
Okay. Still on that.
I don't have an answer at a table, but I know that, sometimes they have to pay for instructors. There's more money than what they were allotted. Sometimes they have more people. But yeah, I've always wanted to look into it. But we've been supporting this for a long
time. Oh, yeah, I'm in support of it. I just wondered, because when I found out that it was grant-funded, and I just wondered what they used that money for. So I think in the future, maybe we should ask for, a budget on that.
All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Alan? Typically, in the past, they've always come here when they ask for money. And then we can ask questions. And this thing is kind of something new.
Yeah, I think that ought to be a requisite.
If they want consideration, someone should show up so we can ask questions.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Thanks, Alan. Yeah, I think we discussed this earlier in the workshop that a year ago or so we were actually asking for budgets. I believe we probably should enforce that so we know where the money's going. Be easier to determine how much to give than you know how much they have already gotten or if they're lacking.
We should have a little form letter that when they send us a letter like this, Jay, you can just go to
yeah,
put it in the mail. Yeah. And you want to be considered, here you go.
Yeah, definitely moving toward
that. Whatever. And
I think the Culture Camp's a really big thing, and I think it's terrific for our children and I support it. It's just, there's a procedure here useful. Someone has a question, there's someone here to answer.
Yes. You could require that also, I guess. We'll just get moved to the next meeting if they don't show up to speak on their behalf.
Or maybe just have a policy on it, put together and a step for that.
I think we're they could be serious because their next meeting will be. There'll be probably less of this at the next meeting, but then we'll be into a new budget. I think we just got to start construing them.
All right. Thanks, Jack. All right. Further comment? All right. I think we had the motion, so we'll roll call, please, Jack.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. At this time, I think that ends. Oh, wait, there's one more. I wrote it above the other, I'm sorry. There's one more item of business. Number 6 under new business is approval to purchase a new trash truck if necessary. So do we have a motion to give direction to staff to purchase a similar trash truck if necessary?
For replacement?
Yeah.
Similar replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, new and deceiving, sorry. Another one on the island, to correct that. Yeah.
Slightly union.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a number up two in the motion?
Earlier in the workshop, we did have a limit of 200, if that would have worked. Okay. Less than 200,000, if necessary. Still have to work on getting this one going, of course. If we run out of options, we have a lot of garbage. We can't move without manual labor, of course.
It's kind of like our travel. Better have our wheelers.
So, okay.
All the enemy birds are Texas. Did I ask for a motion? You guarantee you're having a big mess.
Okay, do we have a motion to...
I'll make a motion to... to approve the...
Purchase of a new
trash. Purchase of a new trash or similar, a used or new, with a cap of $200.
All right, thank you, Amy. Do we have a second?
A second.
Second by Marita. Any further comments or questions? Austin?
Do we have any, I know that we discussed grant for replacement vehicle. Is there one that's still in the hopper for this?
So we've applied to two sources. One is the emergency's furlough. It is in their tentative FY24 budget for an amount not to exceed $100,000. And we did apply to the Denali Commission for, I believe, 125. Yeah, 125, because we anticipated about $250,000 cost, and we needed to only apply for up to 50% match. And there's, I don't have so that application period's closed, but I don't have an award announcement date yet for that. And if the city were to receive funding, it cannot be applied retroactively.
Yeah. And so I was going to say, so that's the Denali Commission grant specifically that we could not, if we do purchase this, we can't, say, apply it to a retroactive purchase. What about the Illusion deferral one? That might be a little more lenient.
I can email them. I don't see it being an issue, especially this is a pressing thing. It's not like, oh, hey, we need insurance for last year. It's something that's arisen. And
Yeah, I know it's so needed right now, for sure, but maybe to find out from the Illusion deferral.
Yeah, I can contact them, for sure.
Might want to stretch out as far as we can, but I don't think there's enough we can.
We need to try to make these happen as soon as we can. We're a crew of watching within the day. That doing a pleasant job.
Yeah.
Special thanks should be given to those guys. Yeah. Getting it done.
Right, and then, you know, the borough money wouldn't be available until July 1. The city has enough reserves to float that difference comfortably between, you know, if a purchase were made before July 1.
Thanks, Austin. Any other questions? All right, I assume there's no further comments. Okay, so roll call, please, Jake.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. I do believe that concludes our business. So, at this time, are there any public comments? Jack.
Mayor and council members, I'm Jack Walsh, and the superintendent of the school district, but I just wanted to come and say publicly thanks for all the things that the city's done to help us this year. Public Works Department, the Police Department, the fire and EMS people. So many people have stepped up to help us in our time of need, and I think the community really values that and appreciates that. I know my board does. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to try to do a couple little projects at the school to put up some signs, traffic signs, and I've talked to Julius and the crew in Public Works, and they've offered to help us. I'm not exactly sure what the process was. I didn't come to you first and ask about that, but, you know, at some point in time, I'll probably be sending them the more formal request just to see if we could get some help there with our cement, our holes, and putting up the posts. We should have everything here in the next couple of days. But it's been a great year at the school, and I think a lot of it has to do with the kind of support we've seen from all of you. And for those of you who don't know, we've had some major issues with our furnace in this site and in some other sites there. And one night, the mayor got to play furnace repairman and to make sure that things were safe for the people that were up there. So I'm very grateful for everything you guys have done and just wanted to make sure that I said that at some point. So thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Any other comments, public comments at this time? All right, seeing none, thank you. We'll do council comments before we go into executive session. Any council comments?
I just want to say thanks to the crew for going the extra mile with you on that garbage problem.
All right.
Outstanding.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Any other comments at this time? Arlene?
I just have a question regarding the map. I know at what time we were told they were going to be brought back to us for final review, but in the last week we discovered that there's an error on the map. Two houses have the same number. So I don't know how we can fix that error.
I'm not familiar with that, but I'll probably have to make contact tomorrow to see if I can find out what. I'm unfamiliar with what you're talking about.
Sure.
But I can check on it tomorrow.
And then also, I was trying to figure out on the street names, trying to figure out how that, some of the street names got changed.
What you see on Google Earth is unofficial.
It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if somebody had submitted something to them or.
No, the lady, the company we've been working with sporadically, out to Luke Gaskin when I told her that, apparently it's a very common thing.
Okay.
And very frustrating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So we still have our...
Yes, your names are correct.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks,
Sammy. Those maps there.
On that subject, can we check on the post office, too, whenever you get a chance?
Sorry.
Oh, the post office was supposed to finalize something for our numbers on our houses.
Okay.
For delivery service. I don't know where it's at this point either. I forgot Dave was working on that. It was a very slow process. Maybe we can look into that, too.
I have
another
one. I was just going to say thank you to Jordan. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'd like to wish you well on your
adventure. Thanks, Harleen. Any other comments?
Yeah. I want to say a shout-out to the Public Works guys, too, for fixing all the sewer lines that are broken. They got the one from my house fixed very quickly after hours. A big shout out to them for their hard work going along there. I know that's been an added job for them, and they're doing great, especially with the truck being out. Like Jack said, that's a tremendous effort to do our trash that way. And I think we should do something to show appreciation to the state group. I mean, it could be as simple as peace party or something like that. I know that's very trivial, but I think that the guys have gone way above and beyond so much this year, and I know that anything to increase morale for those guys would be appreciated. So I wouldn't be opposed to throwing in some money to say thanks to our state crew. They're doing great work. And also thanks to Jordan for the guiding through some really tough years, COVID and all the other stuff, budget crises. So thanks for your being here during those hard times.
Thanks, Taylor. I hope that this, you know, the city is better off than it was 5 years ago. Thanks, Austin. Thanks, Troy. Any other comments? No?
He did a good job. He stepped in a tough time for us, so it was good. Thank you. Things have been flowing, but it's a good job.
Thanks, Jack. I'll say thanks. Tommy, pretty much what I know about government.
I thought you were
better. It's mostly good. Loose lips sink ships, I think, is my biggest learning experience. Watch what you say in government. come back to bite you later. But thank you for all your struggling. Yeah, thank you.
My dad was a Navy man. I kept pounded in the Navy.
Yeah.
Never took too well, though. I still offer.
Hope I see an AML. Kind of, I hope you get into there somehow through the next part.
I don't know if it came to talk to you or you want to talk to him, but he's the GCI guy that we talked about earlier. That was something where you wanted to connect with him.
That should have been while Dylan was talking. That was a long story, man. You can get a few old boxes and see what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
I'm caught up in this. I'm sorry. Yes, we would.
For those I haven't met, my name is Jed Hagan. I'm a third-party construction manager for GCI, overseeing our contractor doing the FTTH project here at Sandpoint and King Cove. So totals on this project so far, trenching footage, 15,026 foot, conduit placement of a 2-inch orange HDPE, 26,687 feet, 32 heads, 16 vaults, 14,431 foot of right-of-way clearance, 991 foot of horizontal directional drill. We've broken a handful of water and sewer services, but thanks to the City Public Works Department, they were instrumental on us avoiding all of the mains that we drove across so far. And there were 22 bores totaling just under 1,000 foot. No mains were hit. They helped us as much as they could, trying to locate where those mains might be and how deep they might be, despite not the best records on where that stuff is. That being said, as we move from the loop closer here into town, breaking services, that's going to occur more often and more frequently. So they've been able to patch the onesies and twosies we've come across up there. I don't know what their inventory looks like for repairing those materials, but seldom are they locatable, and seldom do property owners know where their services tap from the main and run to the property, and services are seldom restricted by depth, so very often they're very shallow. So as we move closer in town and the properties get smaller, more congested, those damages are going to increase. So I don't know, maybe go with them and get an inventory of repair items if possible, if they know what those materials are made out of. But, you know, for the council's awareness and for the public works, we've talked to those guys already, but that's going to increase more than likely. You know, everything's being done to miss those things, but when they're unlocatable and unknown, both centerline and depth,
some of those things, when we were doing city projects, just as an afterthought, but when we thought we were getting close, machines stopped further than close.
So we have SOPs in place where if we can see a sewer clean out or a water valve or things of that nature, we do go straight to hand digging. The problem, we can't hand dig across the entire, or we can't allow UTI to hand dig across the entire property line. These guys have to get a minimum amount of footage a day to remain profitable out here. Also, GCI and my budget, as I look at it, you know, we have the whole year budgeted, but we can't start to fall behind because the overhead of running past due is extremely expensive. So, you know, we're taking every precaution, and on any area where we can see a water clean out, a valve, a sewer clean out, or a water valve is hand digging, if there's any indicator that the areas are pre-disturbed for you know, the newer builds and areas like that, it goes to hand digging, but it's not something we can force you guys to do. They have minimum footages they have to acquire.
Well, I was watching your guy the other day, and he was doing a pretty good job. I sent a message downhill, young guy come up the hill and knocked the door. I put in a lot of that up on the hill.
Yes, sir.
Down here, I don't envy you.
Yeah, and it's one of those deals where it's kind of how sausage is made for infrastructure upgrade. Everything we can find, we're not going to hit it, obviously. Again, a major success not hitting any of the mains
on any of the bore locations because, you know, we're incurring a huge cost to bore under the paved road. And if we hit the main, whether it was not located or not, that road would be to fix that. So we're much more careful and incur a bigger cost for the bores across the region. It's not feasible to do that for individual services for residents. But we, like I said, we have SOPs in place to prevent it when we can and when possible.
4-inch sewers are a lot easier to replace those than 8-inch mains. You get a lot of water going down our hill really fast. And those old witching rods were pretty good for those 8-inch lines. I'll tell you what that is.
Well, so our contractors aren't allowed to witch lines because once you witch it and they paint on the ground, they're now liable for that mark. And then the cost to fix that stuff doesn't come from GCI, it comes from UTI. So the contractor's internal policy prevent them from marking anything they don't own or have an install.
I don't know. I just know it's all with hindsight 2020. When you're digging, and I feel ounce of prevention is worth
a cure. Well, and like I said, working with the city works, even though the maps were scarce, most of them written on printer paper, not official survey drawings with, you know, lat longs and center line measurements, you know, we were able to avoid all the main. I think we also helped discover where some of the water valves for the city, where they were. They weren't known before that, but we looked for them and discovered them. That way, if we did hit a water main, we could isolate that portion of the city instead of cutting everybody in the city off from the house. So, you know, we're doing everything we can to avoid everything we can. But when it comes to individual property services, if there's no prior history or knowledge on where that stuff is, it oftentimes runs directly, you know, at that same depth we're running.
We had a really good program up on the hill when we put in the services. But of course, all the kids and four-wheelers promptly went on a ride and broke off all the boards in the ground.
Right.
So, but they were all marked with 2x6s. They were even taking trucks to run the ground where they couldn't get away. Four-wheelers. Yeah. Okay, well, nice job, Lonnie. It looks like they know what they're doing. I watch you guys. He's looking for ditch lines and stuff. He's going for
Yeah, no, like I said, we're taking every indicator we can to prevent that stuff. But, you know, it was, again, the service damage is going to increase both sewer and water as we get closer to the same. It's very likely.
All right, thanks. We spoke in the parking lot about that other worker. Anything on that?
Yeah, I contacted Kurt Anderson. He is the owner of UTI. He'll get back to me in the morning.
Okay.
As well as talk to Andy and make sure he has the things he needs to be able to hire him on the spot if it should.
Well, that'd be good to know, Mike.
It won't be full-time employment, though. It'll essentially be consultant work is how they're going to classify it, so it'll be a set rate per hour, and if we need them to address something, we'll get a pre-term meeting spot. We'll have him consult us for that area for those hours and then pay them accordingly. It won't be full-time.
That sounds about right. All right, thanks. Anything else the city can do for this
process? Everyone been very patient with us as we, you know, essentially tear up all the right way to get this stuff in. But I'll be bouncing back and forth between King Cove and here. My truck's a, you know, open door policy for me. If there's any questions or concerns, you don't have to wait until a council meeting or, you know, an email. You can
have something as a public, I guess.
Okay.
I live on Corbin Court.
Mm-hmm.
Our culverts or whatever are basically same level as the road now. I'm like, it was poor before, but there's no existence for drainage.
Poor before?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of your job to take our issues, right?
Yeah, so what I do is I get all of any of the issues, whether they're complaints or concerns or any of that stuff. I document them, and then I set the path towards correction. That process will begin with, we fly a drone footage over all of the property, and then after they're done, we fly again along with my pictures and videos. So we compare how it looked before, we compare with how it looked after, and if there's a noticeable difference or there is a difference, whether it's water drainage, cosmetic, things of that nature, and there's reason to address it, I'll set the contractor to make sure they have set time to go back and address it.
Okay.
I was going to bring this up with our city workers, but that's under your guys'.
It wasn't the greatest before, but it's non-existent
court in court? Is there a house number or a...
I don't recall the house number. With the chicken.
Yeah. Like, that's up below the school, but like past the school if you went followed the road around. I've seen some that were half closed, you know, with the gravel after they were kind of done, so you might want to take a ride
house
and look.
House numbers are cool.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah, on Friday we're going to be doing
a big deal up here. There is sitting around. So like if
the culverts?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not trenching directly over the culverts. We're going either forward or aft of the culverts depending on how much space in the right of way we do have.
The problem is, the only reason I bring that up for you because he's been doing this obviously. But if Phil gets up to the road, then you undercut the road. And we paid Boku bucks for this little bit of concrete pavement that is now $100.
The pavement is absolutely on our radar. That's why GCI has incurred hundreds of thousands of dollars in cost extra that we didn't have to try to save every square inch of the paved asphalt. And we'll continue to do so.
So much clay, you've already seen it already. But
yeah, pretty good dirt up on the loop.
Yeah,
pretty good dirt. So like I said, my truck, the UTI foreman will also take those concerns, but to be much better if they come through me first so I can document them and then enforce them down on all traffic.
Read them out. Yeah. I think Amy had a comment.
Yeah, just on Friday, we're going to do cleanup, and so all the school kids will be out. Give you a heads up, we're going to be walking along the whole town.
Yeah, areas where construction's going on, it should be putting up a construction site or construction zone flag before and after on each entrance to the construction site.
Okay.
So there'll be that, and then, of course, they're under instruction where there's heavy foot traffic, they'll move on to another area or stand by until it passes through.
Okay, that's like 9:30.
Is there an area on which y'all are going to focus or a route?
The whole thing. Pretty much. We'll be done by 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Do the yellow stacks over the whole island.
Yeah, a lot
yep.
of kids
still in the
from first grade through the whole school. Yeah. I want to warn everybody that they're coming. All right, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Sorry for making you wait to the end. You were supposed to be after.
No, I'm here for y'all.
Yeah, all right.
You need it and how often.
At least you know what we're dealing with here now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. That's everything. To anyone that's still listening and the radio's still on, it is garbage cleanup week. So get on out and pick up some garbage. Thank you. So at this time, I think that concludes everything. We will be adjourning into a executive session. At this time, to discuss some kind of final page.
Administrative.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.